Controversial FBI agent departs. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The assistant special agent in charge of the Washington field office, whom whistleblowers claimed influenced investigations based on political influence, retired over the weekend.
FBI agent Timothy Tebow was escorted out of the Washington field office Friday, calling it a career just a month after more accusations of political bias in the handling of the Hunter Biden probe. In a July 18th letter to the director of the FBI, Senate Judiciary ranking member Chuck Grassley cited two whistleblowers who claim high-ranking officials, including Tebow, were suppressing information and not following guidelines to open a proper investigation.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, FBI Director Ray, earlier in the month said he found the allegations troubling, the Bureau not commenting on Tebow's sudden departure. A federal judge says her preliminary intent is to grant former President Trump's request to appoint a special master to oversee the documents seized from his home in the raid August 8th. The Justice Department says it's moot because its taint team has completed its review and set aside those documents that may be covered by attorney-client privilege. But Trump attorney Jim Trustee says they still want a special master appointed to oversee the process.
There's still a need for a judge to get involved on every aspect of this, checking their assertions of privilege, but also giving us fair, timely access, letting us build a case for why this search warrant was not only essentially morally wrong, but legally wrong.
It's hard to get a cup of coffee this morning in Jackson, Mississippi, the city almost completely without water after the failure of its treatment plant. Governor Tate Reeves warning.
Do not drink the water. In too many cases, it is raw water from the reservoir being pushed through the pipes.
Emergency drinking water supply distribution will begin this morning as the state begins emergency repairs on the city-owned Jackson Water Plant. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration plans to stop paying for COVID-19 coverage, shifting the burden to consumers.
The Department of Health and Human Services will hold a planning session today with input from drug makers, pharmacies, and state health departments over the Biden administration's plan to end its practice of paying for COVID-19 shots, treatments, and testing, shifting, according to the Wall Street Journal, more control of pricing and coverage to the healthcare industry in ways that could generate sales for companies in a commercial market and costs to consumers for years to come, though also amid a COVID vaccine demand that's been in free fall. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
94 Republican members of the Congress have written to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, urging her to stop the president's student loan forgiveness program, pointing out that even she said months ago the president didn't have the authority to cancel the debt. Only Congress could. President Biden is on the road today. He's headed to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, for a speech to urge Congress to take steps to ban assault weapons. Scrubbed yesterday, a crucial decision is due today on NASA's moon launch.
NASA's mission managers will meet again today to decide if Artemis 1's engine issue from Monday will be remedied in time for a chance to fly Friday.
Understand that scrubs are just a part of this program.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
They have solved several problems along the way, and they got to one that needed time to be solved.
Artemis is carrying no human crew, but the intended weeks-long mission to the moon is a proving flight for the rocket. A crewed flight could happen in just 3 years. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 67, NASDAQ dropped 45 points, the S&P 500 141 points lower. Early morning Dow futures are trading more than 200 points higher. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.